This is not so much a story as a pleasing anecdote. But it wasn't really an accident, but like almost accident. So with all those things prefaced, and it's going to start a little sadder than it ends. But here we go. So my granddad just died. Thank you so much. And what made me think of this was that he was the one that taught me how to drive. And my dad started with my dad, and like that whole, I don't know if you ever tried to learn how to drive with stick shift, but it's sort of a nightmare. And so that was how we started. And my father said, you know, you need to go with the automatic transmission first. And so I went with my grandfather to learn. And he taught me how to drive in cemeteries. And it's actually genius because parking lot, like, where do you just, woo, like, that's not driving. But if you're in a cemetery, you're following a path, right? And, like, what's the worst that could happen? They're dead. And my grandfather at this point, like, he used to be a very uptight guy, but by the time that he was teaching me how to drive, I was 22, so I was, like, a little late bloomer with the driving. By the time he was teaching me how to drive, he was totally chill. He was like, just don't hit a person, you know? And so he's like, it's just car. And so I'd be driving like that huge, like one of those boat Buick thing, like, you know, and I couldn't, it just seemed so huge and very tense experience. So that's what made me remember this. So that's not really the story. But my father, I was like I said, I learned how to drive when I was 22. And I was living in Manhattan, and I would come back home to visit, and I get to drive his 1982 diesel Jetta, awesome car, but anyway. And so I was home, and it was snowing, much like it did recently here, and I was going to go out and see some friends. Now, my father lives, a little foreshadowing here, my father lives on a really big hill. It's in Parkville, but it's like one of those hills that, you know, like park at the top or park at the bottom if there's ice because you're going to sled down it. So, and my father says, well, you know, it's going to snow, Maya. And I said, oh, I'll be home in plenty of time. Okay, so I go to my friend's house, and we're like, I might have had a sip of beer. I'm just saying, like, a sip. And two at the tops. And so I look out, and there's, like, a little bit of snow, but not bad. Not bad. I'm like, okay, I'm good. Well, a little while goes by like that, and finally I decide I should probably hit the road. Well, by the time I got to Parkville, there was a nice coating. Let's just say that. No surface. So I decide to go up to the top of the hill, and I'm just going to kind of, you know, just not slam on the brakes. I'm just going to just right on in, and then I'll park right in front of the house. No problem. Well, suffice to say, the brakes did not have the normal braking action. So the thing that I saw, and I'm going to have to step away from the mic just to show what a great father I have. So this is my almost accident. What I saw as I slid diagonally past the house in slow motion was my father in sock feet running alongside the car going, it's okay. As I said, so that was it. Thank you so much.